first, you know, then we started telling, we had that block on fire, it was heated up. Yeah, then the jealousy stepped in, man. Damn how the money changed us, man.
Started off, handshake, laughs, hugs, a bunch of hustlers, stealing cars, selling drugs. The plan was simple, get rich and buy Benz. We started doing anything to get in, and not the bars, we the ones that toast the most. Even at election time, my block roast the most. Jealousy and envy follow us as it should. Even though it's all hood, everything ain't all good. Me, I'm doing good, I supply the whole block. Getting jealous, want to be in my spot.
Mr. E, you're live.
What's up? How we doing today, people? Huh? How was your week? Everybody had a nice week? If you had a nice week, hit me up on Messenger and let me know you had a nice week. You know what I'm saying? I guess my week was a little better. I started my final phase of school today. You know, you got to have a five-year plan. And for me, the five-year plan will ultimately land me with my own barber college. So we always got to have a five-year plan. So what is yours? Call in and let me know what is your five-year plan if you have one. We had a lot of events this week. A lot of things went on with the president. I will talk about that, but to tell you the truth, it really ain't gonna mean nothing to talk about the president, right? Because he's an asshole. I mean, you can't really put it no other way other than that. At the end of the day, in 4 to 8 years, I think we got 2 years left. Maybe we get rid of him in 2020. Maybe we don't. It depends on if you go out and vote. And I'm a stickler for that. When it comes to voting, I'm serious about it. I'm so sincere about voting. I promise you that. Because when I'm voting, you know, we ain't going to make it. We just ain't going to make it, man. And that's messed up when you think about it. When you think about it, it's real messed up. I want to talk about the way we dress. This is Blackout Radio. I'm your host, E. Lincoln. This is The Next 100. The name of the radio show is The Next 100. I'm speaking about the systems we can put in place to protect us and unify us and move us forward within the next 100 years. Voting is important because slavery was a vote, and you can't never forget that. The things we do today is because we don't know what happened yesterday, and that scares me. It scares me because we should always know what happened yesterday. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what happened in the past, you won't understand what's going on right now. And you know, that scares me. Like I said, that scares me. I was somewhere in the past week, and I was sitting down with these people, and they wanted to, you know, smoke some weed. You know, it don't bother me. The smell of weed don't bother me because I used to smoke weed. So we was talking about something, and, you know, it was all black people. So sometimes we negotiate and make business and do business in them type of ways. Other people do it too. You know, business ain't always conducted in the office. It's more often than not initiated and conducted in clubs and restaurants, places like Starbucks. So us as black people, we have our own way of speaking too. So our business places may be different from our competitors, but we still get the same thing done. You know what I'm saying? And the person I was there to see isn't the person I was smoking the weed. But I just, at the corner of my eye, I just happened to see, you know, if you smoke weed, you might know what the dab is. If you don't, I'm going to tell you. The dab is wax, right? Now, what you do, you need a torch or a very good lighter. He had a torch. He heated up this piece of glass real, real hot. Then he put it on the dab, and he puffed the smoke, right? And when I seen it, the first thing I thought about was freebasing. That's the exact same thing they did with freebasing, except they used foil or some type of thing like that to heat it up, and then they smoked it, then they puffed on the smoke. But it was the same thing, and I'm thinking, like, if he only knew, if this person and his friends only knew that is one of the things that turned the entire black neighborhood across America into ruins, was drugs, freebasing, crack. All that. It really wasn't in snorting cane, things like that. And I was just looking at it, and I'm thinking, like, oh, man, how lost are we when we can't even remember what happened 40 years ago? Think about it. That was only 40, 50 years ago. If you can't remember what happened to us 40 or 50 years ago, then how can you remember what happened to us half a century ago? If those of you that don't know what half a century is, it's 500 years. These are the things that worry me. These are the things that keep me up at night. I'm currently reading a series of books by Lee Cummings. It's called Negro Question. It's 8 books. And I'm on the 3rd book right now. I swear to God. And Lee Cummings was a black man, and he was an athlete, you know, and when his athletic career was over, he decided he was going to investigate the truth about black history and write about it, and that's what he did. He documented everything. In all the books, he sent you to the websites, he tell you what to look for, he made sure you understand that the knowledge you're getting is true. By sending you, if you doubt what he say, you can go look it up where he said he found it, and you will see it. We've been lied to, people. Oh, my God, we've been lied to. I've always told people, even since I was little, because I've been reading black books off and on since I was little, but I always told people that the British that came for America was not white. Because it was 5 British families of North Africa, and they was black. And when you started to read the books, The Negro Question, them books by Lee Cummings, then you put everything together. Now, that was just a hypothesis. I've kept that hypothesis true all this time, but it wasn't until I read the book that my hypothesis became true. Now I got proof that I've been right since a child about this shit. I've been right. When you read about yourself, you find out a lot of things that can help you grow, to help you obtain what I keep saying, a way of thinking. When you have a way of thinking, nothing can really bother you. When you see stuff happening, you know it's supposed to happen. Because we haven't done anything to stop it from happening. So you won't get mad. You'll just think more about what action can I take to stop it from happening, to prevent it from happening again. And that's where reading about yourself comes in. We're not a violent people. We've been on the planet for over 100 million years. We're not a violent people at all. We've been here too long. We've been here too long to be violent. It's the slaves of Europe that have took over the world. And that can be proven. It's in books. Me telling you we've been here 100 million years, you'd be like, no, Lincoln, you lying, but that's in books. It's a whole people talk about that shit. And when you start reading, you learn that when the Europeans start coming to each continent, when they wrote in their books about the people, that they learned about the people and everything, one thing was consistent. it was consistent that they have been there for a very long time. It was consistent that everybody seen the same thing for a very long time. They knew about the flood, and most of the conversations on the flood was about the islands that was in the water, not the big continent, because remember, at one point, it was all one. I ain't going to get into that. If you bought the Black Bible, you learn about that. In the Black Bible, they tell you about everything that happened since we was one continent, since we was one last man before we split. Always remember, North, every continent on this planet except for Africa is floating. They're floating continents. That's why they move every couple of hundred, millennium, they move a little bit. Africa stays in the same place because Africa is the only continent that's connected to the actual planet. You see what I'm saying? The plates don't move and they move Africa around. Africa stays there. You see, it's the heart of the planet. It's Africa. It's where all the lands separated from. I'm getting too far in because you have to read a lot about stuff like that to understand what I'm saying. But the Negro question will bring you all eight books, bring you around. I advise you buy them one at a time, 1 month at a time, and read them. The first book, you're going to have your Bible with you because it refers back to the Bible to prove what he's saying to be true. And he has documents, even in the letter of Library of Congress, he points you to. It's deep. That's why I made this show for black men, because nobody else is telling us what to read. You see what I'm saying? No one talks to us. They don't want to talk to us or about us because they want us to disappear. If you read The Blueprint, the Willie Lynch book, How to Make a Negro a Slave, you will understand The Blueprint. And The Blueprint is still being played out. Separate the man, the black man, from the black woman. Let the black woman raise a child in your way of raising a child. Kill and lock up the black man. That's still happening right now. And it's only being allowed to happen because we won't do anything to stop it. We feel hopeless. And I don't want us to feel hopeless anymore. You shouldn't wake up in the morning and feel hopeless. Just go to work or come home or wake up not knowing if you can find a job, because no black men and no black women are really opening up jobs in the black neighborhood to supply jobs for black men. Sometimes I feel that the black woman has wrote us off. Or either that, or she don't understand the importance of a black man. She thinks she can do it herself. That's what she's been taught in the women's movement, even though her competition makes sure that her man, that white man, is in her life at all times. She uses that white man to get ahead. If she want to go somewhere and she know they'll listen to him before her, she'll put him right there to get what she want. But the black woman would constantly try to speak for herself and show she can do it without a man. That's killing our race. That's killing our race. The men won't fight for black rights. The black women won't fight for black rights. So how can you protect the black man? Because the object is to kill the black man, marry the black woman to white men, and get rid of our race. They did it in Argentina. You don't believe me? Look it up. This is serious. This is serious what we're going through. And I really don't understand why I'm the only one that see this, speak about it, and try to do something about it. It's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. It's hard. I said at the beginning of my show that I was in school for, I was in school for barber college to be a barber instructor. I'm already a barber. I went to, I'm going for the barber instructor. That's my last phase of school. I've been in school for the last 7 years. I have a business degree. I have a good degree in audio and video technology from Spetz Howard in Michigan. I have computer degrees. I got some old degrees, I'm gonna keep saying, but I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy, but I'm not a scaredy cat to read a book. I'm not scared of going to school. I'm not scared to advance me and my family by learning how to advance me and my family. And being in this position have introduced me to people that lead, that have turned into my mentors to help me keep moving forward. They see the way I dress. They see the way I walk. They see the way I talk. I don't mess with people that's not trying to go forward. But I do associate with black men who own businesses. And they have taken me under their wing to help me get a better understanding of what it really means to get financing, what it really means to run a business. We lost all our black businesses during the drug phase of the 70s and 80s. The 90s wasn't no better. And that's why the majority of black people in neighborhoods don't know how to run businesses. But if you look at it back to the early 30s, 20s, and 40s, black people owned the majority of businesses in their neighborhoods. They built the majority of neighborhoods in their neighborhood. They didn't wait for their opponent to build them a house. They built it. They got with the black owned real estate company, the black owned housing company that build houses, and they use each other. They gave money to each other to build them things, to help them. They shared the money and they kept it in the neighborhood. Integration wasn't good for us. And neither was the drug trade. That was put in to separate us, and this is what we got. We can't even give each other a job. Think about it. You can't even give your son or daughter a job, huh? And pay them a decent raise. You can't do that. None of us can do that right now. And we refuse to seek the knowledge that will help us get in the position to do that. We keep feeling that we don't have it, that we're nothing, and that's not true. That's why I keep telling y'all every show I tell you, blacks don't kill blacks. We just don't. Because Moors didn't kill Moors. They had the messed up law that said if you had any more blood in your system than you was a Moor, that was a messed up law. You know, I'm not gonna lie about that. That was a messed up law. Because that shortened their life cycle. Because the leaders who was having babies by the slaves, well, the slaves, if you had a baby by a slave with the law you had, the slave was half black. So he had the same, that slave would do the same rights as you, even though he was only half black. They ain't gave Barack Obama the same rights as them as a politician, and he half black. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They ain't give that to him. You got to always remember what's going on. The fight would never stop. We would never be equal. Never. Never. The only how we can be equal is if we run in the government. Because only the people on the bottom that has never been equal can run a government of equality. Because we know how it feels to be not to be equal. We know how it feels to be on the ground. We know how it feels for over 1,000 black people to be killed a year by white men in police uniforms. And none of them go to jail. Over 1,000 killings a year by police. And no police officer goes to jail. We know how that feels. So only black people can run a fair government. But first, we have to vote. And we have to learn how to speak to win in politics. We can't keep following our competition and think we're going to win. If you run in a race, and only one person can win. The if you follow the person in front of you, you will never win. Never. But if you slide to the side and run a little bit harder and take just a little bit longer steps, you can win that race. You can win that race. You see what I'm saying? You can't follow your competition and believe that they're going to tell you how to beat them. You have to come up with a system of your own to beat your competition. And that's what the Next 100 is all about. Coming up with a system to beat the competition. That's all our own. And the competition is thick. They got 17 intelligence agencies to go against you. But they spread thick. They spread thick and wide, and as long as Trump is in office, they're going to be spread even thicker and wider. And because he's not taking care of the government as he should, because Putin telling him not to, he's refusing to fill certain positions to help. So when you got people that spread thin, they can't really pay attention to everything, can they? So as long as we don't take their money, we can build a movement. Think about it. Black Lives Matter took $100 million, and we ain't heard from them since. Because the people who gave them $100 million, they don't think Black Lives Matter. But if I give you $100 million, you got to do what I tell you to do. So no matter what you want to do, no matter what you want to protect, no matter what you want to protest against, you have to do what I say do, or I'm going to take this $100 million back from you. Think about it. It's not hard to believe. It's only business 101. As black men, as black people, we have to stand together. I don't care if you black or brown. If you brown, because you see, they call Indians brown. Indians from India, they call them brown. They call people in America black. And it's a trip. It ain't nothing but to separate us. It's to separate us because they can apply these categories to different countries. And then if they push it in the media enough, then they can separate us just on our color because we don't understand that. If your competition is giving you a label and you accept that label and convince other people of your same color that this is the label we should be called, then at the end of the day, it's not your message. It's the message of your competition. And it's your competition job to win. So what you think your job is? Want me to tell you why they came up with all the Christian schools? Y'all probably don't know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. All the Christian schools started, they've been having them, but they started popping up really everywhere, just like suburban cities after the civil rights movement, after the civil rights vote, and we won. The Christian schools was really only meant for our competition. It wasn't never meant for us. And it was really just to reinforce white supremacy. So this is my question to all the black churches and all the people that's associated with black churches that's looking, listening to me. Why aren't there black Christian schools? Where's the black Catholic schools? Think about it. Think about it. Go in your neighborhood and see how many churches came together to open up black Christian schools to push black supremacy. To tell you the truth, I heard somebody tell me that I shouldn't tell people that we are supreme and push black supremacy. They told me that was racist. A black guy told me that. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy must have never read about himself at all. Because nothing states anywhere you read that we're not superior. Everything, when they dig out the ground, everything states we're superior. I mean, look at LeBron James. LeBron James came in the game as a businessman that had a talent. And he had a black business team. And they knew they had a talent. He bust up from Cleveland. When the owner started talking rough, he bust up from Cleveland. The owner talked even more rough from him. Went to Miami, got a couple, boom, boom. I'm going to get me right here and right here. And then he bust back up to Cleveland. Just to show the owner, I can do whatever I want when I want to. Nah, I'm going to give you a ring and I'm going to bust up to L.A. That was business. And that was business on the king level. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying he the king of basketball. I'm saying when he did business, he made sure that his competition understood, you cannot control me. I am in control of my destiny. And this is what me and my other black comrades came up with, and we're going to roll together. That's teamwork, man. That's proving that you are competing and you know how to compete. He understands that no team he goes to, he will ever be a family with. He's just an employee of that team. He understood that. And he played the employee card the way you should. When you ain't happy with where you're working at, you found a job somewhere else and you work that job. And if you ever get to a point where you ain't happy at that job, you go somewhere else. You take your talent somewhere else. It happens all the time. So for those of you who want to be mad at him, hey, he ain't better than Jordan. But when it comes to business, he understands what's going on, and he going to get the most for what he's worth. And that's what he's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do. That's black power right there. That's black power. Now, if his school had a black supremacy curriculum, I really pat him on the back. You know what I'm saying? But it don't, so I ain't gonna pat him on the back. But I am happy of what he did, because more black celebrities should come together and make things like that happen. They have the money, they have the resources, they have the outreach to get the donations. So they, you know, it used to be like that in the 70s. If it wasn't for actors and athletes during the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King wouldn't have been able to do what he did. Harry Belafonte paid his bills while he traveled the country for black people. We need people like that, and we don't have it no more. We don't have our black actors and our black athletes standing up for black power. If we did, Colin Kaepernick would have a job. You understand? Colin Kaepernick would have a job if our black athletes would stand up for black people. And that's just the truth of the other matter. You don't got to like what I say, but it is the truth. That's why this year I'm not watching the NFL. And I used to get a $50 subscription from DirecTV every year just so I can see and watch the Detroit Lions and other teams that I can't see because of the region I'm in. But I'm not watching it today. I'm not watching it this year because I'm disgusted with the black men in the NFL and in the NFL. I'm disgusted with that. I mean, everybody and their mama, if you did the research, you understand that standing up for the flag is only because the NFL has a contract with the military. That's all. They have a contract with the military. And there must be in that contract that all athletes got to stand and vote for the flag because the military want to get more people in the military. And they feel going through sports to help that. So it ain't like it's something detrimental that you just got to do. It's a choice. And they signed the NFL signed the contract saying, okay, we're going to force all our 70% of our black players to stand for a song that says that they should still be slaves. And if not, the slaves should have been slaughtered. I mean, I don't understand the NFL at this point, but I can't keep rolling with those black men, those 70% of black men that refuse to do something to shut it down. All they got to do is not is say, I'm not going on the field, and don't go on the field. Every team, every black person, that's all. I'm not going on the field until you change that rule. And I guarantee you the rule will get changed in less than a week and Kaepernick will have a job. If they band together, that's what power is. Power is power, baby. But power is nothing without sacrifice. When you go look at the videos of the civil rights movement that's available for you to see, they sacrificed their bodies so me and you can vote. And we won't even sacrifice a couple of and our athletes won't even sacrifice $100,000. You're getting paid millions. They wasn't getting paid millions when they fought for our right to vote, when they fought for our right to be on basketball teams and to be on football teams. They wasn't getting paid. They sacrificed their body, and you gonna sacrifice a little money? Maybe it's the white women y'all keep marrying. Every time you get a little money and get into the to be an athlete, you go marry a white woman. Like, that's a prize. Ain't no damn prize. They toys. You're supposed to pull them out the toy box, play with them, and put them back in. You know what I'm saying? Just like white men do black women. They pull them out the toy box, play with them, put them right back in the toy box. What's good for the geese ain't good for the gander. But when you at war, you got to always remember, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. Simple and plain. It ain't hard to remember, man. If you go on my website right now, the Nets 100, to the Nets 100 on Facebook, the Facebook page, the Nets 100, you'll see a picture. You know, it's six pictures on there. It's three pictures of our competition that has killed multiple, more than five people. And then it's a mugshot. Then underneath them is three black people who killed less than three people. And you see they mugshot. And you got to ask yourself, how can your competition make it to jail with no bruises, no facial bruises? They ain't get beat up, shot, killed, or nothing for killing 5 to 10 to 15 people. But the black people that killed less than three people apiece go and get mug shots like that. Face all bruised up, ass closed. It's a little boy on here. This little man look like he can't be no more than 16. His nose broke. He gets eye black. He got marks on his forehead. I mean, oh, black man. You focusing too much on prescription pills and drinking. You need to focus more on reading. I told you, once a month. This is by the Negro Question by Lee Comins. I buy everything off eBay. It's cheap. Less than $20. You're going to spend $20 on some good crud, or you're going to spend $20 on drinking. Why not spend $10 to $20 to help inspire your mind? Hey, big man, we got any callers? Before you tell me about the callers, I want to remind anybody who just got on here, this is Blackout Radio. This is the Next 100 radio show. I'm your man, E. Lincoln. Do we have any callers, sir?
475-313.
What up?
313.
What
up, though, big man? How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm from Connecticut, man. Torrington raised, man.
All right.
I was listening to your conversation and about the whole athletes and how they don't do anything, you know, to stand up for, you know, their own culture or people and stuff. And this is what I learned today. I had a similar, you know, we all have life up and downs. But somebody actually,
of course.
I had a situation today that involves family, like, you know what I mean? And, like, family will do you dirty before, like, you know, you know, a stranger will, obviously, but I was a little butthurt about it. But now listening to your what you're talking about, you know, something that somebody told me when I was kind of heated at work earlier, someone dropped this wisdom on me and I feel like I should share it, you know. If you have,
well, go ahead.
He said, the man told me, don't anybody. And I'm like, you got to trust somebody in life. You got to trust somebody. He said, no, you can't trust nobody and you can't even trust yourself. I said, why is that? He said, you can't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You can't trust everybody and you can't even trust in yourself because your left hand will allow it to cut your right hand or your right hand will allow it to cut your right hand. And I was like, damn, that's deep. I'm like, that's very deep. I'm like, you really have to just be believing in yourself. And like, to go with these athletes who are kneeling and everything else, like, I respect that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, but to a degree, when it comes to being an American, you know, America has a crazy mixed up past, which is like, you know, a lot of slavery, a lot of immigrants, a lot of everything. Our founding fathers of this country really weren't right. You know what I mean? And we've come a long way from then. And you cannot just act like a lot of things didn't happen because a lot of things did happen. And this is why we are the Americans that we are today. And you can't just sweep stuff. Certain things just can't be swept underneath the rug because certain things still have an effect on today, like Jim Crow laws and all types of stuff like that. It still affects everyone to this day. Whether people see it or not, that's what really happens. And for people with a lot of money to not stand up for their hometown or go back to their roots and, you know, make jobs, make places.
Right. Hello? Did it cut out? Move around so we can hear you.
He dropped out. You ready for
Hello?
The next?
Yeah, run the second one. Hey, hold on before you run that second caller. For the caller that just dropped out, I want to thank you for calling because you're right about that, man. And trusting people is hard. That's the hardest thing in the world to do. But you have to trust yourself and to believe in that you know what the people is. And like I tell my kids, if you have friends that has an idea for you, but within that idea, it's something that will benefit them, and you really don't like the idea anyway, but you good at whatever they want you to do, that's not your friend. Your friend will always be somebody that tell you this is what you need to do, and it never benefits them. Your friend is the person when you go somewhere and they doing some type of drug, and you say, I don't do that drug, and they try to pressure you. Your friend is the one that step up and say, hey, he don't do that, big dog, go on somewhere. That's your friend. And I know this because I have friends that way. And they've done that for me because they didn't want to get into no confrontation. They know me. If I tell you, no, I'm not doing something, you keep pressuring me, you know, hey, it might go down because I told you no in a nice, soft way. That's your friend. So you have to trust yourself. Even if you don't trust anybody else, trust in yourself. All right, big guy, bring me the next caller.
113-727.
Hey, family. It's Ann Jules. How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm loving the show tonight. Shout out to you, E. Lincoln, on the next 100 on Blackout Radio. That's what's up. I'm loving it.
Thanks,
I'm loving everything you saying, you know? I love it.
How's your week, man?
It was great. I did a performance with Ja Earthling Jay last night, my man, as Ageless Angels. We performed our new single, The Reality. So I was pretty happy to do that as like a spontaneous thing. But yeah, we're working on another track with Rob DeNoyes Temple with Sugar Hill Gang, y'all. He's actually the one who just remixed our last track, but... Yeah, we've been really busy, you know, working on our goals and focusing and, you know, staying true to ourselves, believing in ourselves, and I love everything you're saying. I'm in full support, you know, and it's interesting, you know, with everything going on, and it's hearing your intelligence and everything you have to say, I'm learning too, you know?
Right.
And
I'm glad of that.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I'm born in Detroit, so we have that in common. I was born in Southfield, so I know what's going on in Detroit. And, you know, I've been advocating, and you know, for Flint and a lot of places, just like Aaron Brockovich, you know.
I like that movie, too.
I follow her. She's smart. She's actually paying attention to what's going on in the world, and I like people like that. But, yeah, I've tried to everything that you said about the institutions and stuff and, you know, uplifting and empowering and, you know, standing up against injustice, I'm right there with you and empowering people. So, and I thank you for your time and energy and everything that you do for all humanity, you know, and against ignorance.
Thank you.
Because that's what it is. We're up, we're fighting against ignorance. We're fighting against an evil, wicked organization that's been parasitic on the earth for a long time. But I do believe that that love is strong and that we are strong in unification, and they tried every way to divide and separate, but, you know, just with the knowledge that you're putting forth, it shows me that there is hope and there is a way, and there's always a solution. And vote with your dollars, come, you know, go out, vote this, you know, coming up election, and, you know, speak out. And they don't want, they want us, you know, dehumanize, they want to silence us. But the more we speak out, the more we talk about how we feel and help others and empower ourselves, empowering others, it's all good. And it's all, I manifest, we all are free from the tyranny that we've been under, that, you know, is all part of that matrix illusion that they brainwashed us all into. And I love what you're doing to dissemble that whole thing. So I support it.
I'm just trying to point people to the right direction where they can learn for themselves. Because in the world we live in today, nowadays, when black men speak, no one trusts what they says. So I figure instead of always trying to force somebody to believe what I say, I'll point you to where I got the knowledge from. And then you
exactly.
can debate that. You don't have to debate me. Debate that right there. And then we'll leave it on the table and see where it gets us.
Yeah.
Because at the
I
end of
the
day,
I love
the
fact that
I believe,
you have that platform.
Yeah. Hey, we got to thank Blackout for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm
a couple
of months. You know, I contacted Blackout, I think, last year and didn't follow through. So I was like, I got to follow through this year. And, you know,
yeah,
he let me do my thing. He let me do my thing, so I'm good with it. He do his show every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You call in, rap, sing, he don't mind at all. He just want to make sure everybody have a platform to say what you want to say and what you want to do. My platform is to talk to black men and encourage us to give us the momentum that we need to do. I want to give us the motivation. If my motivation speaking and my direction for black men could help us start opening up businesses again and giving each other a job, then I feel in the next 100 years we have a chance to survive.
Amen.
Because
that.
if every people give their people a job, but if they people got to worry about giving my people a job, then I know my people ain't going to always have jobs because
right.
they got to worry about giving their people a job. Whites got to worry about giving whites a job. Asian got to worry about giving Asians a job. People from India got to worry about giving people from India a job. Mexicans and Hispanics, same thing. But if you got all them people got to worry about giving black people a job, we ain't going to have too many jobs because they too busy worrying about themselves. So we have to worry
right.
about ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And that's
yep.
what I really want black men to understand. we have to take care of us. I don't care if that person, if that black man don't got your blood going through him, he has your DNA going through him. And DNA is a little bit deeper than blood. You know, he got the same color, so he's going to have the same. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That way of thinking, we have to get rid of. That's why I tell everybody to read the blueprint, the Willie Lynch letter, How to Make a Negro a Slave, because to me, that's the blueprint to what's going on today, because as a black man, I see it in my black neighborhood. After I've read that book, I can see it happening. So the blueprint
yeah.
is still operating, and the only way to stop the blueprint is to come up with a voice of our own and our own way of thinking. And with
exactly.
that way of thinking, we will go forth, and everybody going to get along. You got to remember,
right.
In the early 1900s, when they was raiding all the black cities and towns, the reason they was raiding them is because the blacks wasn't shopping with whites, but everybody was shopping with blacks. You know what I'm saying? And blacks
yep.
had more money in good neighborhood, because we found out that if you want to do us separate, well, we'll do that. You want to be separate from us? Okay, we'll operate that way. And we found
right.
out that, and
wow.
they found out that everybody is still shot with us. They won't just cancel us out like the few Trump voters, you know what I'm saying? And they
yeah.
still like that. I guarantee it's a bunch of white great-great-grandfathers turning over in their grave with this Nazism that's going through America. They fought the Nazis, and now their great-great-grandkids want to be a Nazi.
Well, you know what? Screw them. Good, I hope they turn around in their graves. You know,
hey.
It's about time
hey.
Because I'm,
it's people
I'm
like
all
you.
For it.
It's people like you that allow me to see, to not have a narrow mind in my way of thinking. When you called and I talked to you and I talked to other people, I'm like, it's not how it is, how they showing us on TV. We all
no.
want the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's ignorance. It's ultimately ignorance. And I'm anti-institution. I'm anti, you know, the man. And I try to, you know, vote with my dollars. If I find out that certain companies are doing things and they're discriminating in any kind of like injustice, any kind of injustice, I'm like, no, I'm not voting anymore for that, you know, with my dollars.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you
exactly.
hear Starbucks pulling that crap and IHOP and all these places, I'm not voting for them by buying their products. And
exactly.
people lose out. Those white, you know, great grandfathers and their white, you know, racist sons are losing out of their out of the pockets, and that's how we got to hit them. Since they created that
yeah.
institution in that way, then that's one of their
exactly.
weaknesses, and as a weapon used against them too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh my
us.
Girl.
So,
all I can do is clap when you speak. I can just clap. All I can do is clap for you when you speak. So you hit every nail on the head. Every one. You put down right there, that's the system you use to defeat your opponent right now. Because when it comes to money, they, hey. They,
that's all they're about.
They took the,
you know, it's all
that's
greed.
All.
And you know, they try to lie to us about, you know, we don't have all these resources. It's all a bunch of lies to keep control of it all. And it's, you know, people are waking up. They're in Detroit. They're, you know, planting their own food in their gardens. And they don't give money
exactly.
to certain, you know, corporations run by racist white people, you know, and I love it. I love seeing them all crumble. I want it down. I want
right.
it, the whole thing down. Just like when Jesus went into the temples and he got so mad and he saw those people bartering and in the temples and he threw a fit. He got so mad. He was like, how dare you, you know? That's how I feel.
Exactly.
I'm just like, how dare you treat the people of the
right.
earth like
he,
this and the earth itself, you know, for your greed.
Right.
Well,
he wanted to put some twine together and went to work on them.
Exactly.
That
story people,
about Jesus.
You know, they all have been, like, the black people have been put in the project so they can be controlled. And if all those people had everything that they ever needed, if everyone had what they needed, you know, food, clothing, shelter, everything that, you know, has been, they've been told where to do all that, you know, you'll live here and you'll buy your food here. If we all, like, took that power away from them and, you know, went back to the, it's kind of a simple way of living in a way, you know, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It is. We can't go backwards. We can only go forwards. But the way when they say there's not enough food for everybody, and I'm thinking everybody has a backyard. So why
exactly.
can't they grow their own food? They lying.
Yeah.
That's a lie. It's illogical for you to say that when you learn that every continent on this planet can be put on the continent of Africa and you still have some wiggle room. Then I'll let you know, no, you got to be lying about that. It's too much land on the planet for there ever
right.
to be not enough
exactly.
food.
Exactly.
Unless you're controlling the amount of food you give people, then and only then will there not
right.
be enough food.
Exactly.
Hey, Jules, I have another
yeah.
caller. I want to thank you
all right.
for calling
you
in.
You have a
man.
Great night. Thank
and
you so much. Y'all have
hey,
a great night. Shout
support.
Out to all the callers. No doubt.
Hey,
I'll
hey,
be here every Wednesday.
And Jules, hey,
yeah.
do you got a SoundCloud address or a SoundClick address? Any music on
yeah,
SoundCloud?
Yeah, we got a SoundCloud. I got Ageless Angels on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. Check us out, most definitely. Thank
okay,
you.
Can you
Thank
post
you,
all that? Can you
yes.
post that all that information on my page for me?
All right, I can do that. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Angels. I'll talk
all
to
right.
you next week.
All right.
Hey,
most
stay
definitely.
Up.
I look forward
Bye-bye.
To it. Peace.
Peace. This is the next 100. You're on Blackout Radio. Can I get the next caller, please?
415-375.
What's up?
What's
next 100? This is OMS from San Francisco coming, calling back and supporting your show again.
My man, I like to hear from you, man. I like to hear from you. Did you hear the whole show?
Yeah, I hold the whole show, man. Yo, man, I'm like
How you
Tupac.
Feel about
Don't
them
get,
athletes?
Yeah, I'm like Tupac. Don't get mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Yo, man, you're telling the truth. Yo, man, you're telling the truth. Ain't nothing else to be said. You know what I'm saying? Here we go, right?
Yeah.
I think about, wait, right. let's go back, man. Let's think about Martin Luther King when he said, I had a dream, right? That I had a dream
right.
in 63 when he was on Martin, and when he was on in Washington down there on that lawn. And the first thing came out of his mouth, he said, black people still not equal 100 years later, right? That's what he said
right.
first. He talked about how we're getting a check that we can't cash and it coming back in sufficient funds, right? I
right.
think we missed that part. I think we missed that part, right?
Right.
We went all the way to where he talked about we should hold hands, right? Now, here
right.
it goes. I think we got the dream all messed up. Like you said, right? They're going to call you a
right.
racist for saying that, right? Because we're talking about black supremacy. But check this out. That's what God said in the beginning, right? The Jews went and fornicated with everybody. That's why they ended up in the wilderness for 40 years, right? So how he, what you call
exactly.
God a racist? Okay, so he's black supremacist. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Read the Bible like you said, right? Okay, here we go. We move forward, right? He says we
right.
need to. Oh, Martin Luther King said we need to hold hands, right? You said, right.
Right.
Why are we marrying a white person, right? He said, hold a hand, right? Okay, let me get that.
Right.
Next, he said we should eat in the same restaurants, right? Hold on.
Right.
He said, eat in the same restaurant. He did not say to go sit with them and talk to them. He said, sit in the same restaurant. That's the message I got, right? He said, we're supposed to go to the same school, right? Okay. We're
right.
supposed to go in there and learn how to read, learn how to count, right?
He didn't say go sit next to a white person and talk to them, right? He didn't say that, okay?
Yeah, he said that.
He said free at last. Okay, he was talking about black people. He said 100 years, we still not equal in America. Hold on. Wait, we missed that speech. Oh, we missed the part. Okay, now we move forward to the athlete. Okay, here you go. You got sneakers, right? Cost $200 a watt, right? Times 100 million young people, right? How much is that?
Right.
200 million, 200 trillion, right? Okay. Here we go. Let's do the math, right?
Man.
You said business 101, right? I say accounting, right? Because one guy got to equal the other in all the funds that come to agreement, right? That's how it works.
Of course.
Ain't that what a contract is? We got to come to the meeting of minds, right?
Is.
We got to have equal. Right. Okay. Right, okay, here we go. We got $200 a watt times a million young people. That's 200 million or 200 trillion, right? Equal to 300 young people getting scholarships to go to school. Okay, they chosen, okay? You got to have 4.0 or your mama has 12 kids or whatever, you know, living in the ghetto, in order for you to get that money. So how is that? So let's count,
right?
If you went to school,
right?
300 billion,
right?
Equal to 300 students chosen. Because you tell the white man, this is who I want, this is how, because you give it to them, and you don't give it to the black man in the ghetto. You don't go to the man's house and say, okay, check this out. I'm going to send you to school, but you got 4.0, I'm going to give you 300,000 to go to school. That's not how it go down.
Right.
You got to go go through the rest tape. Okay.
Right.
So you an athlete,
right?
Out
the paperwork.
Don't. Wait a minute. We ain't jealous of you. We don't want your money. We're telling you robbing us. Wait a minute. You sold us a dream.
Right.
We were suckers and spent your money. You were a billionaire. And here it is. You sending 300 people to school. And they chosen. Okay. It's not everybody's children that go to school, because if you don't have 4.0, 3.9, you ain't going there. You ain't qualified. So how that working?
Exactly.
And Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Wait. And then the same athletes you're talking about, have most of them, they got a scholarship. Hello. You had to have talent.
Right, they got.
Oh, wait.
And they got foundation.
Oh, wait. Let's do the resume. Let's go back and look at their school. Wait, how much is it to get to college? 746. That's what? 746 on your SAT. All you need to know is not how to.
Right.
All you need to know your name, where you live, okay, and learn and know simple mathematics to get 746. So that means you got to get a C point, a C average to get in school. You going to tell your kids to get a C average to go in school and you competing against 4.0? Are you crazy? No,
exactly.
You tell your kids to go to school right first and learn your ABCs and get 3.5 right and play football. That's what you tell your kid. You don't tell them to be like Mike and jump like Mike and give him $200 million while they sent 300 people to school. And you're talking about I'm hating. No, I'm not hating. And like you said, business 101. One side don't equal the other. That's the accounting. Hey, we ain't hating on you. Telling you the truth. Okay? Hello. And then you got, wait a minute. We got everybody mad at TL for not going to the Hall of Fame. Okay. Bill Polian don't want him there. He said he don't belong there because he just messed up football. I mean, every team he went to, he destroyed. Okay. Then you got Marvin Harrison that shouldn't even be in the same class as TL because he ain't got no. The records, he shouldn't even talk at all. You know what I'm saying? He gonna talk about when he and his team play. He
let me cut in. Let me cut in for a second. We got the end of the show. I'm gonna have to let you go. But hey, next time call in the beginning of the show so me and you can talk a little bit longer.
Right.
I don't know why we always kind of catch you at the end of the show. But if you call, we catch you at the beginning. we can talk a little bit longer because I like talking to you, man. I like the vision you be seeing. I like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we disagree, but as long as you call back, that means we just disagreed on the issue, but we ain't disagree on the purpose. And the purpose is all about us coming up. You feel me?
Yep. And telling
all
the
right,
truth. All right, brother.
On,
love you, man.
Let it
Love you more, man. Yeah, San Francisco. Talk to you soon.
My man, hey. You got a website?
Love you,
man. Want me to, visit?
Huh?
Please.
Yeah, right.
All right,
peace.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Peace. Hey, this is Nats 100. My name is, I'm your host, E. Lincoln. I want to thank Blackout Radio again for for letting us come on here and do what we do. On every Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern time, you can hear Blackout Radio again and get on this website and say whatever you want to say. But I'm out, though. I'm over time. I'm out. Everybody have a nice day. And remember, blacks don't kill blacks. Peace.